Today news update. Fallout continues over disturbing video that shows the deadly beating of Tyre Nichols by Memphis police. The release of the videos on Friday prompted mostly peaceful protests, although police in New York City reported several arrests and pepper spray was used to control demonstrators in Los Angeles. A second day of protests were expected in Memphis. Again, federal, state, and local leaders were calling for calm. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is shooting down claims that Republicans will cut entitlements in their negotiations over raising the debt ceiling. In an interview Friday, McCarthy said Republicans won't touch Medicare or Social Security. In a potential preview of the 2024 Republican primary, former President Trump went after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. During a speech Saturday, according to CNN, Trump referred to DeSantis as, quote, trying to rewrite history about his COVID-19 response. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.